The European Union has expressed disappointment with Ukraine's decision to abandon a planned alliance with its Western neighbors. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton made the remarks after Ukraine's government said it had suspended negotiations with the 28-member Union on a landmark trade association agreement following a controversial vote in Parliament. Stefan Boss reports.
Ukrainian opposition legislators shouting shame, shame. They are furious that members of President Viktor Yanukovych's party voted against granting his jailed political rival Yulia Tymoshenko leave from prison to receive medical treatment for reported chronic back pain. Members of Tymoshenko's Fatherland Party wore white t-shirts with the slogan Freedom to Ukraine. Legislators of boxer-turned-politician Vladimir Klitschko's party sported red shirts, reading Ukraine is Europe. Tymoshenko was sentenced to 7 years imprisonment on what her supporters view as trumped-up charges of abuse of power. The EU had warned that failing to free Tymoshenko could impact the signing of a crucial association agreement with Ukraine later this month. But after the vote, Ukraine's government said it had suspended the process of preparation for the agreement to ensure national security. The decision, it said, was motivated by a need to bolster economic ties with neighbor Russia. Moscow has strongly objected to Ukraine's closer ties with the EU. It wants Ukraine to join its customs union, which also includes other former Soviet states. Ukrainian President Yanukovych has proposed a trilateral trade commission made up of Ukraine, the EU and Russia. But EU officials have made clear their patience is running out, explains Lithuania's Foreign Minister Linas Linkevičius.
Frankly speaking, if it's true what was said, if the position of the country is clear, so what could be other position? So that means no signature. If no signature now, so nobody knows when it's possible.
The Eastern Partnership Summit, where the agreement was to be signed, will still be held next Thursday and Friday in Lithuania's capital Vilnius, but most likely without Ukraine's participation. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.